from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Governor Murphy says 20 school districts in New Jersey could lose $85 million in a sudden clawback by the Trump administration. The Federal Department of Education announced the cuts to grants from a pandemic-era spending plan, saying districts would have to prove the COVID funds are still necessary. Murphy says they are. Among the districts that could lose funds are Elizabeth, Linden, Keensburg, Hamilton, and Brick. Some candid moments with President Trump on Air Force One just before landing in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. ABC 7 reports the president took questions on a variety of topics. Here, Mr. Trump gushed about supporters telling him the 78-year-old to think about another 4 years in the White House. The president said he had to get through these next 4 years first.
No matter how you look at it, we got a long time to go. We have a long time. You know, we have almost 4 years to go. And that's a long time. But despite that, so many people are saying, you've got to run again.
Serving 3 terms as president is prohibited by the Constitution under the 22nd Amendment. And drone use above schools is under the microscope in New Jersey. Lawmakers in the State House are considering a bill that would crack down on flyers when unmanned aircraft is hovering above school grounds without permission.
This is someone that may have images of our children that did not have that permission. We don't know what they're using it for.
Sean Lavin with the New Jersey Fraternal Order of Police says the bill centers on communication, that a drone user should seek permission before flying. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. This is a family business. A Savings.com report shows that half of parents with adult children are financially supporting them. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 417 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And is there any weather to look out for? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Another round of gusty thunderstorms rolling through New Jersey tonight. Here we go. Eyes on the sky. 60-plus mile-an-hour wind gusts, over an inch of rain, even some hail or an isolated tornado. Now, storms will wind down after midnight, done by daybreak. Overnight, low temperatures will fall into the 40s. The sun comes out tomorrow. It'll be breezy and cooler. No more 70s, highs 50 to 55 tomorrow. Still on the cool side Wednesday with clouds and sun, maybe a late day shower in North Jersey only, highs around 50. And then Thursday will be cloudy, but warmer again. We'll be right back into the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Rockaway 72, Franklin 76, Beach Haven 55. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Ray Catena Auto Group. Drive your dream Audi from Ray Catena Audi Freehold for a limited time. Enjoy 2.99% APR financing on select new 2025 models. Available for 60 months to qualified buyers with AFS credit approval. Ends March 31st. Hey, that's today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.